Hey everyone, this is Mindy and Chloe from Love Your Space, and you're listening to the Growing Up Tidy podcast.
We are a mother-daughter duo sharing real talk about the connection between clutter and mental health.
We're going to be talking all about the different tasks associated with getting yourself and your family ready for cold weather, as well as probably the busiest time of everyone's year.
Yeah, these next couple months can be incredibly overwhelming, and we have outlined a few topics to talk about to hopefully ease that time of the year for you guys.
Yes. So we're hoping that we can get you thinking about all the things related to Christmas, Halloween, whatever those holidays are that you're celebrating. There's just a lot going on for these next 3 months. So we're hoping that we can give you some tools that you can use to strategize and list and better plan and prepare to avoid overwhelm. So we do have them, a few of our topics broken down into categories. And just to give you a heads up so you know what will be coming up, we're going to be talking about clothing, seasonal decor, meal prep for your kids. We'll also be talking about rotating the food in your pantry to get ready for a season where you may bake more, or and also a season where you're cooking with different foods than you may use in the summertime. And definitely some information around gifting, how to set up systems so that the things that you're picking up on sale are not getting lost and forgotten, for example. And then also a chunk on self-care.
Starting with clothing, the first thing we want to talk about is that it's definitely important to swap out all of your summer clothes and even accessories.
Definitely, you also want to be thinking about the clothes that you might put away that you won't be using, but you want to be thinking about what among those clothes didn't you reach for this year that you aren't going to reach for next year, because this is a really great opportunity if you're switching out your clothes for the seasons to edit. Editing is probably the primal most important step in getting organized, so that you're only organizing and keeping the things that you're actually using and wearing. So here's the reality. If you've not worn and used the item this past season, are you going to?
Yeah.
If you're not going to, then it's time to get it out, to either donate it or consign it.
Yeah. And if you're doing this 4 times a year, editing and purging, that should be enough to keep up with a system where you feel comfortable with the amount of clothes you have.
Yeah.
Clothes you have, you want to wear them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you do this 4 times a year at the change of every season.
Yeah.
Then you're bound to have only in your closet at any one time the clothes that you're actually wearing and using.
And it's a good baseline to let yourself know, oh, maybe it's a good time to go through this. I haven't done it in a year. The season's changing again.
Right.
Because you'll forget, and it's hard. It can be really difficult to keep up with all of that stuff.
Definitely. Now, whether you are able to keep all of your clothes for all of the seasons in your closet all the time, or you don't have that much room that you have to pull your seasonal clothes out. Either way, if you're not pulling them out to store them, you still want to go through them.
Yeah.
One of the biggest benefits I feel of swapping out the clothes for seasons is that it gives you an opportunity to evaluate.
Yeah.
Do I want this or don't I want it? So if you're not swapping them out, don't fool yourself.
Definitely.
And don't skip this step. Still go through your closet and pull out anything that you're not wearing. And be real here, because after all, if you're not wearing it or using it, then there's no sense in it staying in there.
And if we're being completely honest, you would need to have a really minimal amount of clothes to not have to swap those out. And it's a really easy process. It just takes a little bit of time to do, you know, one person's clothing, but you can just pull out everything that you're not going to be wearing for the next few months, put them into a tote. Close that tote up, and you can put it into any storage closet or storage room that you might have.
Yeah, and put a good label on it so you don't forget what's there.
Always.
Definitely. So when you're editing your clothes, keep in mind that although you may be finished with them, someone else can still use them. That may even actually help to encourage you to pass the item on and to more easily let it go. So you have options. You can sell or consign them, you can donate them, or you can trash them. How you know what to do with them is this. If they're in brand new, excellent condition, then you can definitely sell them or consign them. Consignment options will vary based on where you are and what city you're in. If you're local to us in Fredericton, then you could consign at Second Glance I think it's called Second Glance, Second Showing rather. Or also there's My Closet. You can also consign at hospice. And then any items that are to be donated, a really great place that we always like to try and serve if wherever we can, is the vulnerable population of folks who are homeless and just simply don't have access to these things. Here in Fredericton, you can take your donations to any of the homeless shelter network, or if you're not familiar with what those networks are, you can take them to Grace House on Brunswick Street, you can take them to the men's shelter at Victoria Health Center. Wherever you are, there are people in need. So seek out those places if you are able to at all over Value Village or a thrift store.
So in moving on to seasonal decor, the first thing that we might want to do now that we're getting in, starting to get into those colder months and we see those leaves changing, you're going to want to make sure that you don't have any summer decor and maybe even some spring decor left over, if we're being honest. So go ahead and pull out that empty bin, and you're going to put anything that you still need to put away from the summer months into that bin. Make sure you put a good label on it. And before you close that lid, you want to make sure that it's all edited. You can even lay it out on a table, lay it all out, and make sure you take a good look.
Yeah, I would interject here that sometimes we can feel very connected to the items that we are deciding whether to keep or toss. So if you're really struggling to let go of something that you know realistically you're not putting up, but for some reason you just can't let it go, I encourage you to take a picture of that item or the items and look at them later outside of your mindset of editing and decor and, you know, household management. So if you're out on a walk or you're, you know, waiting in Tim's line or whatever, get your phone out and look at that picture, because you're going to likely see the items in a different light on your phone outside of the environment than you will with it all laid out on your own table.
Absolutely. So now it's time to pull out our fall decor, because it's now October. And it goes the same for that. You want to lay all that stuff out, maybe even take a photo of that, sit with it for a while. If there's stuff that you're not using that year, you say, no, I don't want to put that out for decor. And maybe you also said that last year, you're probably not going to put it out ever again. So maybe it's time to, you know, donate it or give it to someone that you think might like it. You're going to have your empty bin, put a good label on it, and make sure to make note that you've edited it and maybe the year that you've edited it. And you can put that back into your storage room or storage closet until it's time to be pulled out to put away again.
I don't know about people listening, but my habits change in the kitchen when the seasons change. When I feel fall coming on, it's time to break out the pumpkin chocolate chip cookies. It's time to make stew and biscuits, and I just nest more and I spend more time in the kitchen. So because of that, my pantry stock changes. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm probably not the only one here. So it feels like it would be appropriate to talk about how we can adapt our pantry to suit the season that's coming, or the new season that's now here. One of the other things that I would encourage folks to do is to go through the pantry with a vengeance, meaning take it all out and literally check all of the expiry or best before dates. Think about how long it's been sitting in there, how long you've been moving it around, shuffling it, whether or not you're going to actually use it. If you're not going to actually use it, pull it out of there. And if it's still in usable condition, take it to the food bank or Greener Village and pass it on where someone will use it. I know sometimes we try like the new box of crackers or, you know, something, and then no one likes them or no one dares to try them, and then they just sit there. So get them out of there. And then be thinking about the things that you typically are buying and doing in the kitchen differently, so that you can be planning to watch for those on sale. You can be thinking about maybe the treats that you would typically be making at Christmas time. Now is a good time to overhaul the pantry.
Yeah.
And I also would encourage you to, if you decide to actually overhaul it and take everything out and reorganize it, stock up on your groceries, as odd as this sounds, before you do that, so that when you're organizing it at its fullest, most robust condition, instead of organizing it once it's whittled down to just what you've got left because you culled half your pantry. So try and be real there about how much space you need.
But it definitely is the time of year where, you know, you're going to be buying hot chocolate, and
time to throw out the marshmallows from you know, the s'more kit that didn't quite all get eaten.
Like, I just put away the popsicle kit from a maintenance client we had last week. So,
yeah.
But it season's definitely changing. Let's move into meal prep a little bit because school has just gotten started. I know we're probably in the swing of things now, so we're a little bit late to be talking about this, I would probably say, but it's definitely still worth it to mention. Packing school lunches for kids, if you have them, is a great, great way to get out of the house faster in the morning. Even if you don't have kids, it's also a great idea to pack lunches for yourself. Even if you're working from home, it's just a lot easier way to make your way through the day.
I also feel like you make better choices.
Me too.
If you plan and prep. Whereas if you come home for lunch or if you're at work and it's lunchtime and you haven't prepared something, you're going to run out and you're going to get something that's maybe not as good of a healthy choice because mm-hmm. you're really acting out of urgency instead of logical thought that goes into planning for a lunch.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
But there's tons and tons of things you can do. Pre-prepared smoothie bags you can do. I've seen tons of people do yogurt and fruit and mm-hmm. just put, if you're going to add like granola, put it in a little separate container so that it
stays crunchy,
stay fresh or whatever. Salads are great. Any kind of sandwich is always great in a lunch. Leftovers mm-hmm. are great, but it's just a lot easier to get that done the night before if you can. And what I would also like to add about that is that while it seems annoying to do that type of task at night because you want to be relaxing, you're probably trying to watch TV or whatever you want to do it with your evening, you're just kind of setting yourself up for failure because you still have to do that task. You still have to pack yourself some food the next day.
And it's going to suck worse in
the morning. It's going to be worse, yeah, because you're just going to make yourself do that same task in a more high-stress environment. So it really is worth it to take the time and get that done at night when you're in a more relaxed mood, and you'll feel accomplished when you do that.
So with Christmas coming, or the holidays, depending on what holiday you may celebrate,
yes,
there comes the influx of needing to be stressed, we think, about buying.
Yes.
And budgeting and where the funds are coming from and what they're going to appreciate and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I found really helpful is when my kids were younger and you had more expenses at Christmas time than I do now, because now I'm in this place where I don't really have hardly anyone that I buy for.
Right.
But when my family was younger and growing, it was a big deal. It was a huge expense and it was a lot of pressure, and not just in gifting, but like in the whole Christmas, making Christmas happen. So I know that I am definitely not alone in that, and that is something that a lot of families really struggle with. So for me, the biggest benefit or the biggest thing that I could do to alleviate the stress or reduce the stress was to make lists.
Mm-hmm.
Because the lists helped get out of my brain what was floating and swimming around in there so that I could get it out on paper and get, you know, some sort of a plan going on.
Even if you just take a piece of paper or a notebook and write down each person, or if there's multiple people in one family, you could start out with families and then do like sub people in
yes.
the family. And then you can write down ideas of what you want to get them. You can do three little check boxes of, have I gotten the gift or not? Check it when you have. Has it been wrapped or not? Check it mm-hmm. if it has. And has it been received yet? And check it if it has, or however you want to go about that. But lists are really a great way to
Definitely.
Organize, take out what's going on in your brain, scrambled, and put it out on paper.
100%. And then the other thing that I want to remind folks of is that you are under no obligation to buy things for people.
Mm-hmm.
However, if it is part of your love language
yes.
to gift, then I encourage you to try and be really intentional about who you're buying for and what you're buying for them. And what I mean by being intentional is to try and think about what the individuals are into and, you know,
gift.
And get something that's meaningful. And perhaps that's even something that you hand make.
Absolutely.
I can almost guarantee you that they're going to like that more than something that you go out and buy. And then you're not getting caught up in the whole consumerism trap in saying, oh, well, I have these 11 people to buy for, and running out to, you know, one store and picking the best thing among that store for each of those 11 people. That is not intentional giving, in my opinion. That's feeling an obligation to buy someone something and to spend a certain amount of money. And that's, I'm sure, not what these holidays are intended to be. Now, the other thing, and the reason I wanted this on the list for today, is so often I see good intentions go out the door as a donation that were originally purchased with gifting in mind.
All the
time. How many times I know of people and work in people's homes where they buy something because it's a good deal.
I find kids' toys all the time that are like not opened yet. Maybe it's a game, maybe it's a Lego set, and the box is smashed and it's maybe even moldy or whatever it may be. That's always unfortunate.
And you pull it out and the client's like, well, I bought that.
I was gonna give it to
2017.
Yeah.
Because
my sister was
going out of business.
And then, you know, it turned out to be a girl, and I just, anyway.
So in order to avoid that happening, I feel like the lists and the budget are necessary. The other third part that I believe is necessary to avoid the, you know, just buying for the sake of buying and then not actually utilizing the thing because you have lost it or misplaced it, is to set up a place to store these things.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out, some people are like this. If you're the type of shopper, and there's nothing wrong with this as long as it's well managed. If you're the type of person that will be out in the store and you see something marked down and you think, oh, I could get that for a little boy age 7 to 14. That's kind of a weird age bracket, but you get the idea. So you bring it home and then you throw it in the guest room. And then you forget that you even ever bought it. And then you go out and do another shopping trip and the same thing happens. And that happens over and over and over and over. And then eventually that thing that you bought that I first told you about is now trapped under a whole bunch of other stuff and it's squished and it's not even good anymore. Like, we see that a lot. And I know you're feeling called out, some of you. So what we would encourage you to do is to allocate one spot, clean out a closet, clean out the hope chest, clean out a cabinet in.
And you may have to have it hidden. Maybe you already have a secret spot.
Yeah, maybe you already do have one. But you want to make sure that you keep the things in wherever it is that you're storing them in good order so that you can then find them again and you're not just blowing your money away on a sale. Because it's going to be a lot more of a sale if you don't actually buy it and you leave it at the store. So if you're going to invest in it and bring it home, care for it and look after it and put it in a place where, you know, it's your gifting closet or whatever.
Now, we recognize that these next few months are incredibly overwhelming. So we want to remind you guys to make sure to be focusing on self-care. This could be absolutely anything. And we actually touch on it. We have a section in one of our maintenance courses. I believe it's our routines course, but don't quote me on that, where we talk about self-care and we have quite a few different strategies there, but this really can mean anything. It can be going on a walk. It can be having one of your favorite foods or cooking one of your favorite foods if that's something you enjoy. Maybe you want to watch a movie or your favorite TV show. Maybe you have a podcast that you love and you haven't been tuning into recently. Take a nice long bath. Anything hygiene related always helps make you feel a lot better. Maybe you need a nap. Maybe you even just need a nice tall glass of water. It could really be anything. Journaling always really helps me. That's something that I like to do. But self-care is incredibly important during these months. The days are getting shorter and darker, and it can be kind of sad living in the gray and white all the time. So just make sure to be taking care of yourself and even checking in on loved ones.
Absolutely. And also, I feel like it would be important to say that sometimes we think about ourselves last, especially as the person who's responsible for all of these things that we've just shared with you. It's a lot sometimes, and it can be really heavy. So to think of yourself in a way that you might think of your partner or your child or your best friend and checking in with them and seeing what they need. Check in with yourself and get a sense for what you need, whether it's one of the things like Chloe mentioned, and sometimes it can even just be something as simple as lighting your favorite candle, just mm-hmm. being good to yourself and being kind to yourself and recognizing that you work hard and you do a lot and that you deserve happiness. So that was a lot of information.
Yeah.
And it was also a smack in the face of what's to come, I realize.
Yeah.
But we are cheering you on. We're really rooting for you in terms of getting things to be minimized in your home, because the less you have, the less you have to look after.
And the better you'll feel.
And the better you're going to feel. So until next time for November's podcast, we're going to sign off. Before we do, we want to remind you that we do have a masterclass available on a platform called Teachable. If you're interested in participating or learning more about that, you can reach out. We also have availability for in-home sessions if you're local, and we also have availability for remote sessions if you're not local. So reach out to us, because we are cheering you on.
And thank you so much for tuning in and listening to us this month. And we are so excited to see you guys next time.
Bye.